pray. You are worthy to be exalted. You are worthy to be magnified. Thank you, I am that I am. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given time. When you hear when you listen very well to the testimony of our brother, he tells you that prayer don't die. Prayer is a seed. Prayer is a seed. Every pending prayer you have lifted up, particularly even as this ongoing fasting and prayer, 50 days continues, in the name of Jesus, before the end of the 50 days, you will carry all your heart desires as testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. You will carry all your heart desires as testimonies in the name of Jesus. You will carry all your heart desires as testimonies in the name of Jesus. Now, your next prayer point, you are going to pray. We are going to thank God even for tomorrow's services. We are going to thank him for what he's about to do, for what he has done. And we are going to thank him for mighty visitation. We are going to lift up our voices and say, Father, I thank you for what you are going to do tomorrow. I thank you for what you did last week, Sunday. I thank you for our year of glorious manifestation. Go ahead, lift up your voice in the name of Jesus. Loma Jande Kabayande Sheto. Lord, I give you the praise. Lord, Agama Jindo Sheletibia. I thank you for what we do at tomorrow's services. One day, Yakabayande Sheletibia. Menininu Jite Ibia Tatata. I praise you for what we do. Yandekena Lendusha Nogabiladurabi Taziela. I honor you, my Father. I give you the glory. I give you the adoration. You are wonderful. You are glorious, you are marvelous. Nigari Zala, Maninino, Gushkiledure, Dushenuna Piataya. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for what you did last week, Sunday, and I thank you for what you will do today. That means tomorrow, I give you the praise, I give you the honor, I give you the adoration. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now, your next prayer point, you are going to unmute your device as we read from the book of Psalm, Psalm 81, Psalm 81, Psalm 81 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 81 from verse 1 to 5. Psalm 81 from verse 1 to 5. If you are there, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so let's unmute our devices as we pray. Now, as we read the Bible and then pray. Now, once you go, sing aloud unto God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psalm ring. Verse 3, blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast. For this was a status for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. Verse 5, unmute your devices. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony, which he went out through the land of Egypt, where I had a language that I understood now. You are going to pray and say, Father. You are going to say, Father, as we gather tomorrow, let your glory be revealed. Let there be raw manifestation of your power. Let there be raw manifestation of your glory. Let there be raw manifestation of your wonder in all our services. Go ahead, lift up your voice this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray for every segment of tomorrow's services. Lift up your voice and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we gather tomorrow, Nanisha get the Goradias as a in the reduction, let there be raw demonstration of your power. Let there be raw demonstration of your glory. Let there be raw demonstration of your wonder in the first service, in the second service. Let the heavens be opened. Let there be miracle. Lord, we lift up the children, church, choir, ministration, every segment of tomorrow's services. Your word, Marindis, Ilenushia Gaba, Lord, the Sunday school, the praise and worship, in the name of Jesus, let each of this section, let each one can transmit your power, let each one reveal your glory, let each one manifest your wonder, thereby resulting in salvation of truth, thereby resulting in healing, thereby resulting in miracle, thereby resulting in signs and wonder, in the name of Jesus, thereby resulting in great turnaround, glorious manifestation, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the power of your word tomorrow,
Lord, tomorrow services are before you, in the name of Jesus, frustrating the tokens of life, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are doing well. Your next prayer of thanksgiving, you are going to lift up your voice. You are going to say, my Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
let there be manifestation of your word at tomorrow's services. Lift up your voice and pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let there be manifestation of your word at tomorrow's services, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, O Lord, for the manifestation of your word. The Bible says that the world was cast in the days of Eli. For the word of God will not be scarce in our midst. In the name of Jesus, Father, let there be manifestation of your word. In the name of Jesus, let there be manifestation of your word. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The next prayer point is taken from Colossians chapter 2. And then thereafter, we are going to be praying from 1 Samuel chapter 3, from verse 1 even to 3. Now, but for now, Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. We are going to read from verse 5. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is very essential in all the prayers that we pray. Daily, thanksgiving, thanksgiving, thanksgiving. So you are going to lift up your voice and say, Father, I thank you,
thank you
for the salvation of souls in Jesus Christ and in all our services. Lord, establish all the new converts in Jesus' name. You are praying for all the souls that have been saved. You are praying for the establishment in the faith. Father, I thank you for the salvation of the souls that you have saved in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, please establish this one's old Lord in the faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. Establish them in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, establish them physically, establish them spiritually, establish them in all areas of their life, in the name of Jesus. Anyone that may be struggling with sin, anyone struggling with one evil habit, the power of God will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, as many, Lord, that are believing for one miracle or the other, nani jundi ye gelebirani jada bayanta yada baye kukuki edu yalanu jada etoko degode ime nono shigidi abaya yatu jala nanugoli yatu zezezenu Yakwandi ala, itu yandu shala dunami naria bayi, bayite yete 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 yete, inde yukoni gala galabia tiriri, ambia ku gego gego, endu shala kuatu, yebi adure kush kalabia, Lord, destroy the power of sin in their life, mani yandu shala gire, and turn their heart to righteousness, mani yandu shala galabira, in Jesus' Mighty name we have given thanks.
Amen.
Louder, amen.
Amen.
The Lord give answers to all your prayers in the name of Jesus. The Lord show us his mercy and give us answers to all our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Next prayer point is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 3. 1 Samuel chapter 3. I want us to read together. Let's read together for Samuel chapter 3, from verse 1 to 3. For Samuel chapter 3, from verse 1 to 3. If you are there, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, for Samuel chapter 3, from verse 1, we want to go. And the Lord and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his bed, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And the Lamb of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down asleep. I pray for you, the Lamb of God will not go out in your life in Jesus' name. I pray for you, your eyes will not be dim physically and spiritually in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Dangerous for any believer not to be able to see. Though Eli was still alive, but he could not see physically and spiritually. If somebody could see physically but could not see spiritually, it is very dangerous. He couldn't even see spiritually because he couldn't discern the mind of God. That will not be your testimony. That will never be my testimony in Jesus' name. Now, this next prayer point is for yourself, and I want you to pray very well. You are going to pray and say, Father, I thank you for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Pray that prayer of thanksgiving first. Father, I thank you for bringing me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Where will I have been? If not for your mercy, oh Lord, I cannot be here this morning. Oh Lord, I praise you for bringing me out of darkness, out of sin, into your marvelous light. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given time.
Amen.
Father, amen.
Amen.
Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father, please don't let my eyes be dim spiritually and physically.
Please don't let
go ahead and make that your prayer this morning. In this your manifestation, for you to manifest, you must see. For you to live the overcomer's life, you must see. Amaya Kondia, Aga Gaga Gaga, don't let my eyes be dim spiritually. My eyes will be physically. Lord, don't let my eyes be dim spiritually. Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Amen.
One of the ways to live the overcomer's life is to be wise as servant, to be discerning, to be gentle as dove, to be discerning, So the spirit of wisdom. But we'll not look at that this moment. But we are going to turn it to prayer. You are going to lift up the voice and say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, please fill me with wisdom to live your life from my life. Please fill me with wisdom to manifest gloriously in this year. Make that the prayer in the name of Jesus, wherever you may be this morning. Brethren, you need wisdom to manifest. You need wisdom to manifest your gifts. You need wisdom to manifest the glory of God. You need wisdom to manifest the power of God. You need wisdom to manifest the wonders of God. You need wisdom to give your overcomers life. Ningalandi Zalaga. You need a discerning heart. You need your discerning heart. You must be able to discern the things around you. You must be able to discern spiritually. You must be able to discern physically. You must be able to discern the Balindu Shagabiataya, the Zelonote Biatabaya, Mayundisha, Mayundisha, Lenovo de Godagos Gala, the Birendu Shagabaradia, Bayento Tito, Imperado de ability to discern. I receive bold law. I will not be blind. I will not be ignorant spiritually. Mayanda, grace to lead you back from my land. Wisdom to be to overcome as life. Man in the Yedegazda, Salusunin on the Valandia Daradi, Salinanananananan, and do shadow, Annibaladia Paracandia Paradis, Yandu Shakadebe, Yandu Shagadebe, Ami and do Shalabiada. Pray for the spirit of wisdom, Lord, in this year. Lord Jesus, cause me to walk in the spirit of wisdom, Lord, that I may live to overcome as life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Now, finally, you are going to pray for somebody's needs. And then God said after that, pray for their own needs. So you are going to find somebody and pray for their needs. It could be your family. It could be your friend. It could be the pastor. It could be your neighbor. Go ahead and begin to pray. Find somebody and pray for their needs. Pray for their needs. Some need salvation. Some need healing. Some need good health. Some need peace of mind. Some need God. Some need prayer. Some need help. The list is endless. Some are stranded. Pray for the needs of others. Nani no no she kapayan di shetete. Ye tu zete 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 Yada 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 yuka. You can do it, Lord. Master, you can do it, Lord. Matiela, you can do it, oh Lord. You can do it, Lord. Nothing is too hard for you. Nani mizoti yetetete. Nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord. Nothing is too hard for you, oh Lord. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way. You made a way. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. When we call upon your name, When we call upon your name, nothing is too hard for you. Oh, nothing is too hard for you. When we call upon your name, when we call upon your name, nothing is too hard for you. Ayaba, nothing is too hard for you. When I call upon your name, when I call upon your name. Now give him thanks, for he has done it. Father, I thank you for answers to our prayer. To you be all the glory. Thank you, because nothing is too hard for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you, please, when you are coming to church tomorrow, the Lord said I should tell you to write three things you want him to do for you. Three things. And I want you to know that the secret to getting things to God surpassing expectation, put his kingdom first. Put him first. Put him first in everything. When you put him first in everything, then you are rest assured of instant visitation and answer. Write three things you are trusting God for. Invite three people. Tell them, you only just tell them, oh, I would like to invite you to church tomorrow. And God will do the rest. Now, I want you to stretch forth your hand. Maybe you are here this morning, but you are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. He cares for you. And this same Jesus is coming back again. You are not born again. Raise up your right hand and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, you know their heart. Lord, you know the heart of everyone here. Please have mercy. Let the blood of your son, Jesus, purify every dead conscience, reviving them from the works of evil into the work of righteousness. Lord, write their names in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Now, stretch forth your hand. And those of you, if you are sick at all, just lay your hand upon that part of your body, and the power of God will set you free. Father, I thank you this morning, for you are faithful. Nothing is too hard for you. We are grateful for the grace to appear before you. Thank you for the abundance of mercy you have shown us. Lord, thank you for the mighty visitation yesterday during the Holy Ghost service. We are grateful we have never seen it like that before, and we return the glory and honor to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the souls that you saved. Thank you, Jesus, for victory that you have given unto us throughout this year. Amen. Lord, we are grateful. Lord, we are grateful. Please take the glory in the name of Jesus. This morning, Father, I pray even for all your children. In the name of Jesus, as you have appeared before the Lord cause his face to shine upon you in Jesus' name. The Lord cause his face to shine upon your family in Jesus' name. All your prayers are turned to testimonies in the name of Jesus. By the time we gather this evening, for all the ministers and workers of Jesus are in the name of Jesus, you'll be singing a new song in Jesus' name. I pray for those who might be sick, be healed in the name of Jesus. That affliction of the devil in that command to leave your body now and never to return in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Before the end of today, you will have testimony to share to the glory of God. By the time we return tomorrow, all the three prayer requests that will be presented before you, O Lord, I thank you for turning them all to testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. I pray for you, you will not diminish in strength, both spiritually and physically. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayer. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you. And as you go out today, you live an overcomer's life. You are victorious in Jesus' name. You will manifest in all areas of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. God bless you, brother.